I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The sun or the sun's going down is the theme today. Wolves kick their butt. All right, let's get to what happened at the courthouse. What a great tune here. You know what's going on, folks, unless your head's in the sand for last year and a half. Ryan Londegren, fellow state trooper, stopped Ricky Cobb. Ricky Cobb does not obey what they ask him to do. At some point, the vehicle lurches forward. Londegren makes a decision, fires a weapon he believes protecting his fellow officer who's being dragged. It's investigated by the Hennepin County Attorney's Office, Mary Moriarty. And there's a lot of controversy about that because a use of force expert and a use of force expert who apparently thought, no, I think Londegren was well within his right. Then recently, the lead prosecutor in Mary Moriarty's office says, I'm good. I'm not going to try this. Nobody else in the office stepped up. We talked about this with Lou Ragusa on Friday before Moriarty hired this outside firm. Mary Moriarty is regarded as a very effective trial attorney. If she believes in this case so much, I said it Friday, I'll say it again today. Mary, you take the case. You take the case. Now, she didn't. She brought in an out-of-state firm, which, Susie, do you remember that happening?
I haven't heard of that before.
Has anybody else heard of this before? Dave, have you seen this before? Where we have a lot of cases where the county said, happens with us, we can't do it. Mm. Or we obviously have seen an attorney general step in, and I don't know, does this end Keith Ellison and Tim Walz from stepping in?
Well, my colleague, who you know, Paul Bloom, was in the courtroom today, and he said that never came up in the 2.5 hours, the issue of bringing it to the attorney general,
never came up.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't think this ends it. Do you, Dave? The idea that Walz and Ellison would step in?
Maybe it doesn't end it, but like we talked about with Lou last week, it's very sticky.
It's sticky because of Ellison's responsibility in representing state troopers.
Yes, and you know the governor can say as many times as he wants, we're going to put up firewalls, we're going to have two separate wings of the office, one you know doing this, with the other doing that. They're not going to communicate. Who's going to believe it?
Yeah, and for me, let me just say again, I absolutely don't think Ryan Londegren should face the murder charge. Absolutely do not. I've said that from the start. I'll continue to say it. But you're here to tell us about today. You've witnessed a lot of situations where it has been tense, where it has been angry, where it has been contentious, with opposite sides very close to themselves. There were groups supporting Ricky Cobb, including his family. There were groups supporting Officer Londegren. We carried part of it on the station, which was a great decision. For the folks who didn't hear it, take me through it.
Well, I walked into the Hennepin County Government Center in the atrium. For folks that don't know, it's a big room. It's a high ceiling. And earlier, so I came about an hour and a half in.
Yep.
When Trooper Londergren arrived, there were probably a couple hundred people wearing maroon shirts that said "Support Trooper Londergren."
Applauding
him as he came into the court. And they remained there. And so as I came up, I noticed to the right of me not as big, but still a group of Ricky Cobb II's family.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was, so you sort of had this scene where on one side it's the Ricky Cobb family, on the other side it's the Trooper Londergren supporters, and they were remaining rather separate for most of this. And then what happened is when the 2.5-hour omnibus hearing ended, there was a spot where everyone had set up to do the attorney interview. So Londergren's attorney, Chris Maddle, was to have come and stood at that podium.
Maddle, well-recognized, well-regarded attorney, who's not afraid of talking to the media.
No. But instead of coming to the set-up media podium, he came out another door. So all of a sudden, there is this crush of all the TV people and the radio people and the print people
switching,
just rushing over there.
Yeah.
And there were some that didn't get the sound. I was talking to Eric Shalhoub, and he was like out of his mind because they didn't get that sound.
Yeah.
Point being, I, of course, because I'm me, just bust through everybody and stick my mic right in his mouth. And then, but all of a sudden, the entire Ricky Cobb crew converged, surrounded.
Yeah.
And it was like, and they were screaming. I don't know if you heard the attorney speak in one of the newscasts. But
I did, yep.
It was quite loud.
Yeah.
And then when he was done, he left.
Yeah, and he was jousting with them. I mean, Maddle is media savvy.
Right. But he didn't speak long. He sort of made a statement and he got out of there.
Yep.
Well, now it's massively crowded. You have a couple hundred Trooper Londergren supporters with their maroon and the print "Support Londergren" shirts.
Yep.
And now the crowd of Ricky Cobb's family has grown. And I am right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And you asked me about past cases. I have been in the middle of the George Floyd protests, whether the police were on one side and the George Floyd people on the other side. And to be in the middle, it's very tense. It's a little – it's unnerving.
Yeah.
I don't know that I was afraid at any point.
Well, can I say this?
Sure.
Like, the two of us, Carter included, we needle you a lot. You needle us a lot. Bottom line, we all love each other. And you are bleeping fearless. You are the number one person who I know at this radio station, I mean this, who will go everywhere and go up there and ask questions, put your mic there, and get it done. Now, leaving, you might get a date, too. but I mean this in the most sincere way. You are a damn good reporter. When the bleep is going on, everybody here knows, hey, send Susie there.
I think Taylor Rivera, our new reporter, saw that in action once when I sort of knocked about five people over to get to the front so that I could get the sound I need. I just am not a believer in being held back or watching it happen. I need to get in the middle of it.
The two things that you will pursue ferociously are news and days off as CCO. Dave, I mean, can you tell which one she's more aggressive at?
I don't know which is the top of the list, but they're an even, you know, it's a 1A, 1B situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right.
But I did, for folks listening, if they're curious about kind of what it was like,
yeah.
I did turn my video recorder on my phone on, and I videotaped, and I sort of took that side, the Ricky Cobb, the second side, and then the Lonergan side. And it was just this vile spewing of...
Should we put that on the Chad Hartman Show Twitter machine?
It's not too long. It's about maybe 2 minutes. And
yeah, well,
I really wanted people to see the faces.
Yeah.
You know, because.
How close were they?
Well, I was going to say that what ended up happening is that the security, also Ramsey County deputies, they sort of created a buffer.
Ramsey County or Hennepin County?
I'm sorry, Hennepin.
Yeah, okay.
So there were county deputies, there was security from the Hennepin County Government Center, and they kind of created a buffer, wall mm-hmm. between the two sides. Now, I will say this, truth, because I'm just describing what happened, there was much more there were more angry people on the Ricky Cobb side, and the Lonergan side would just clap. And so that was how it went for, I would say, probably 15 minutes, and then Lonergan supporters slowly left, and as they left, that kind of took the wind out of the sail.
Listen, you can get a little bit too, because I mean, these Cobb's family versus supporters.
Yeah,
right. If I believe in something, am I as motivated as it's a family member? No, I'm just me. So, okay, how about the hearing itself? What do we want to say about that?
Well, again, I was, just to be fair, I was not in the courtroom.
Right.
I got the information from my colleagues. It was 2.5 hours.
Yep.
It was an omnibus hearing. There were many, many motions, including motion to dismiss.
Yeah.
None of the motions made it anywhere. They're going to have another hearing in May.
Yep.
I think it's the 15th, Paul said. What they are asking for is a probable cause hearing, which is quite rare. And that's almost like the defense and the prosecutors have to bring what they have to the table. So we heard the attorney, Mr. Maddle, speak about how many use of force experts came to be a part of this, and how many different people said that he was following his training.
Mm-hmm.
That's the piece that they're hanging this on, is that when you drive away and an officer's being dragged, that was a situation.
Because Moriarty, in justifying this, said he was not following his training.
He
was not. That's Moriarty's contention. Excuse me. Where Maddle's going to point out the use force experts are saying, yeah, he was
right. And the attorney,
which
also
is a huge part of the case.
Huge, and that's why you kind of wonder if the attorney general shouldn't get involved in a case that has such significance.
It's just so rare, right? Where we saw. You know, obviously with Chauvin,
Yeah.
But it's only happened one other time in the history of the state.
Right.
I mean,
and whether this rises to that level, I don't know. I mean, obviously, people are talking about Judge Garcia is going to decide if he's going to, if the judge is going to allow that.
The probable cause.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
Really good stuff.
Thank you.
We got to go.
Okay.
Susan Jones, more reporting on this throughout the afternoon, right here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.